Am I speaking with Mark Galvin? Hello, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We are talking with people in your area and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis about the schools in your area, sir. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely? Are you in a safe place?
Yeah, I'm not doing either of those.
Very well. In which state do you currently live, sir? Just to
confirm. Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, thank you so much. And do you live in the city of Providence or outside the city of Providence?
Providence.
Providence, thank you so much. And what is the zip code where you live at to make sure we're speaking with all areas in Providence?
02906.
Thank you, sir. Just confirm, and we already had it. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio, or radio station for a political party or a candidate for a political office?
No.
No. Thank you so much. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, a member of a teacher's union or teacher's association?
No.
Thank you so much, sir. And so we know we are speaking with people of different ages. In what year were you born?
1991.
Thank you, sir. Let's continue. Which of the following best describes you? A woman, a man, or you identify yourself in some other way?
Man.
Man, thank you so much. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
No, thank you. For statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino American, or Asian American?
Caucasian, white.
Caucasian, thank you, sir. And what is the largest grade that you completed in a school?
Grad school.
Grad school, thank you.
Yep.
How many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger, for whom you are the parent or guardian?
None.
None, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if you had your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll move on to the next one. What's your opinion of teachers' unions in general? Favorable or unfavorable?
To be honest, I don't know enough about this stuff to give you informed.
No, if you don't know, that's an answer that we can accept as well. So if you don't know, that's okay. What is your opinion on Mayor Brett Smiley?
None.
You have no opinion?
No, I don't really. I mean,
never
I
heard
of politicians. But, I mean, I've heard of them, but I just
okay.
I find all politicians to be pretty sickening.
All right. What is your opinion of the City of Providence School Superintendent Javier Montañez?
None.
What is your opinion of the City of Providence School Board?
They should pay their teachers better, but that's about it.
Okay, but do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of them?
I guess I would say unfavorable because, I mean, I don't think they pay their teachers enough.
Okay, somewhat unfavorable? Is that correct or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
All right. What is your opinion of Governor Dan McKee?
None.
None, all right. And what is your opinion of Wright, that is the Rhode Island Department of Education?
I guess somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Let's move on, sir. Moving on fast. Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, tell me and we'll move on to the next one. What's your opinion on magnet schools in Providence? Favorable or unfavorable?
Don't know anything about them.
What is your opinion of public charter schools in Providence? Favorable or unfavorable?
Again, nothing. Don't know anything about them.
What is your opinion of tradition of public schools in Providence?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. What is your opinion of private and parochial schools in Providence?
They're okay.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
It's somewhat favorable.
All right. And what is your opinion of innovation in schools in Providence?
No experience with them. No idea.
Never heard of them or don't have an opinion?
Never heard of them.
Okay, let's move on, sir. Almost there. Would you say that public education in Providence is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Providence on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Wrong track. Thank you so much. Whom would you say is most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in Providence? Is it the school board, the teachers' union, the superintendent and school district officials, the mayor of Providence, the governor, the state legislature? Who would you say is most responsible for the quality of the local public schools?
I put the majority of the blame on the politicians and that. I mean, the teachers are doing their best with what they have to work with. And so is the superintendent and those people.
Superintendent and school district officials. All right. How important do you think is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Is it very important, somewhat important, not that important, or not important at all?
Definitely very important.
Thank you, sir. And do you think that local public schools in Providence need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
A lot, okay. And what specifically do you think needs to change about the local public schools in Providence, if you can give me an idea so I can enter it here?
I mean, just basically an overhaul. Like, you know, there are kids being left behind. There's teachers that don't have what they need to teach the kids. I mean, it's just the whole thing needs to be revamped, overhauled.
So you think that the teachers are not doing their a good job teaching the children?
No. I think the teachers are doing the best they can with what they have, but they're just not given enough to do anything.
They need more what? What do you think the teachers need to do a better job?
They need more funding. They need more incentivized programs. There's not even enough teachers in Rhode Island right now. They need more teachers.
More funding and more incentive for the teacher, right?
Yes.
Okay, and they need to hire more teachers, according to what you say, right?
Yes.
Just let me correct this thing over here. And we'll enter that now. Very well. Thank you, sir. Almost done. From what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in Providence? Do you favor or oppose?
I would say oppose.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. And over the past year, has your opinion on traditional public school become more favorable, less favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other?
Less favorable.
Less favorable, all right. And what are some of the reasons that your opinion on traditional public schools have become less favorable over the past year?
I've just spoken with some teachers that I know that I'm friends with, and they seem to be very discouraged by the system and the way things are operated.
Okay, so you've spoken to some teachers that are acquaintance of yours?
Yeah.
And they are discouraged?
Yeah.
Discouraged about what? About this? They are not given enough
the lack
resources.
Of funding, the lack of, child preparation for the grades that they're going into.
Okay. About the lack of funding?
Yeah.
And the curriculum, you said, or the preparations?
Yeah, no, like the overall readiness of the children for the grade that they're in.
Oh,
which,
okay,
I'm
understand.
Sure COVID has a lot to do with that, but, you know, like these kids just they're not at the level they should be at.
Okay. Yeah, COVID probably had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, absolutely, you know. I mean, it's like basically 2 years that they weren't interacting with.
I know, and I mean, kids were doing the best they could, but, you know, just through the computer, it's not the same as having your teacher
exactly.
in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay, almost done, sir. If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in Providence, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
Wouldn't have much of an effect, to be honest.
The following statements about community refers to your neighborhood. Please tell me as I read each one if the following statement represents how you feel about this community. If it represented very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all. Improvements to local schools would make me feel better about this community. Does that represent your feelings very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
I mean, at this moment, not at all, because I don't have kids.
Not at all. Okay. The next statement, it's only one more. Increasing the availability of public charter schools would improve local schools in my community. Does that represent your feelings very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Again, not at all. I mean,
not at all.
I'm not well acquainted enough with the subject to know what kind of change that would make, yeah.
I see. The state took over the province public school district in 2019 and are responsible for managing the city's schools. Do you approve or disapprove of the state takeover of the province public school district, including the state assuming control of the school budget, programs, and personnel of the District 41 schools? Do you approve or disapprove, sir, of the state taking over the school district?
Disapprove, to be honest.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
I strongly disapprove. Okay, very well. Let's enter that. Strongly disapprove. Which one of the following statements come closer to your point of view about the city public school next year? Number one, they should remain under state control until more improvements have been made. Or number two, they should be returned to local control in Providence, given the improvement in these schools over the last few years. Which one is closer to your point of view? First, number one or number two?
Number two.
Number two, okay. The city of Providence will be investing $500 million in school buildings. Which one comes closer to your point of view about the priority of this money? These funds should be used to build new schools, or these funds should be used to repair and fix existing school buildings?
The second one.
Repair existing school buildings, all right.
Yeah.
If you learned that in the last few years, the number of students in Providence City schools had dropped from 24,000 to 19,000, which comes closer to your point of view? Providence, you have fewer schools than today, but build newer schools with better facilities. Or Providence should keep the number of schools we have today and keep students closer to their homes. Which one is closer to your view, sir?
I mean, I guess number two is a reason to build more schools. The number
all right, number two. Okay, how much have you seen, read, or heard that starting next year, the Providence Voters will once again be voting to elect some of the members of the city school board? Have you heard a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Nothing? Very well. Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only, and we are done. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for a job?
Employed.
Employed, thank you, sir. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, independent, or something else?
Something else.
And would you say that you lean more to a Republican Party or more lean more to a Democratic Party?
Neither.
Okay. Very well. Okay. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Well-to-do.
Well-to-do. Very well, sir. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your time, sir. Very much appreciated. Have a good day.